Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, great. Here we go.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show.
Good morning and welcome back to another edition of the College to Pro Players Platform Show. I'm your show host, Bo Marchant, and we have a fantastic guest for you. I saw him down at East-West Shrine Game, and I was thoroughly impressed. I had him written down in my notes, and I love when this thing comes full circle. When I get to see these guys down at practice, I love seeing them when they excel, and then I love when we get them on the show because I get to delve a little bit more into what makes one of these guys as special as they are in our eyes. But with that said, we have the standout from Georgia Southern, the linebacker, Antoine Williams. Antoine, like I said, I thought you did a fantastic job down at the Shrine Game. But with that said, can you believe your time as a college guy has come and gone, and now you're knocking at the doorstep of the National Football League?
It's crazy how fast everything seems to happen. I just remember at the beginning of the season thinking about this moment right now, just preparing and training for the NFL. And now it's fast approaching on me, and it's a little bit surreal.
I'm sure it is. When does it sink in? I mean, you know as well as anybody. I mean, playing college football, everybody wants to have this shot at the end of the run. And when does it sink in that you know this is a realistic shot that you can make a living playing football as a professional?
I think it started to happen during the season. I was playing really well. And, my linebacker coach, Coach Moose, told me that, you have a really good chance. He said, just keep on playing well and excelling every day. And, I just took it week by week. I wasn't overlooking the fact that college was really important for me. Georgia Southern gave me great opportunities to be exposed out there to college scouts to see me. And we had winning for a program down there. And it was just nice because as the season was going on, we were doing well, had a winning season, and I played really well. So, as time was going on, I was just feeling, more and more like it could happen. And then towards the end of the season, after I got my East-West game invite, it was just, seemed like more reality.
Yeah, definitely. And I'm sure then it really hit you. And for you, growing up, was football your favorite sport? Did you have other hobbies, other passions?
I always played football. Football was something that I've always done. I was always good at it. And, it was just weird because – coming out of high school and going to college, it was a big transition. But I just felt like it was natural, like it was supposed to happen. And I have the same feeling now, like leaving high school, leaving college, going to hopefully an NFL team. Feels like a natural transition, like it's supposed to happen. That's probably one of the better things. Feels natural.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Antoine Williams, the standout linebacker from Georgia Southern, had enough to join us here on the C2P, talking some NFL draft, and that's coming up quick, folks. April 20th through the 30th, Chicago, the second straight year. These guys are going to be coming off the boards left and right. If you want more of this interview with Antoine Williams, you can always check it out at iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and then you can also see his draft bio page at collegeofpro.com, where we'll be giving you some of those notes that we took about him at the East-West Shrine Game. For you, what are scouts going to love about you? If you're in the film room right now with them, you're watching tape, what do you think they're going to look at you and say, hey, we love this about you, we love how you do this, we love this as well? What are those traits and qualities that make you special?
I feel that scouts, when they see me, I think the size, I'm tall, I'm big, I'm 6'3", 245, I have the size and face to play any linebacker position, and I have the ability to, too. I can run really well. I can play in space. I'm physical when I tackle people. I knock people back like crazy. I can cover really well, and I can play in space. And that was one of the big things that a lot of people were saying, the game is being more spread out, and you need linebackers that can be able to cover and play in space. And I feel like I'm a new breed of a linebacker. I didn't have to get smaller so I can move. I'm still at the size that you want when you're looking for a linebacker. But then, I also have the ability to play in space and be a physical presence out there.
Excellent, excellent. What a great description, man. I do so many of these shows, and I ask that question so many times, and sometimes you're like, well, I'm hungry. I'm like, come on, man, everybody's hungry. Like, break it down, man. That's it. The scouts are going to look at you and say, you're hungry, that's it? They're going to leave? No, that was fantastic. Does anything go unnoticed? Sometimes it's the system you're in where you can't do certain things. Your leadership qualities, game film study, and you've gone through the gauntlet pretty much. You were down at the Shrine Game and you had some other interactions with teams and such, so they know you. But does anything go hidden that these guys have to know about that's a big plus?
I think a lot of the problem was the school I went to. A lot of people say that, you know, you went to Georgia Southern, you didn't go to Georgia. But I feel like regardless, no matter what happened, you look at the West Virginia film, you look at the Georgia film, I was the most dominant person on defense. I was the most dominant person. I mean, it didn't really matter the competition. I felt like I could compete on any level. I mean, I feel like we played some teams this year that might have been a little bit better than some of the other teams. I mean, some of the bigger teams on the schedule. I mean, it's just, you know, a lot of people have name recognition, and I think a lot of things, I hate that they say that I go under the radar, because I feel like I'm a great person, I'm a great competitor, I'm a great player, and, you know, I fit the bill for a lot of what teams are looking for. But, you know, you just need the exposure, and I guess the exposure was good for me because it got me a lot of exposure that I wasn't getting before. But I'm waiting for my pro day to really show what I can really do.
Nice. When is your pro day?
My pro day is April 6th. My pro day probably got the latest pro day in the nation.
Oh, man, Antoine, I'm not going to lie for you, man. I mean, aren't you anxious? I mean, are you beyond the point? Like, I mean, if I was you, I'd be like, man, this stinks. You know, like we talked with David Perkins yesterday, Illinois State kid, his pro day's today at Northwestern, so I know he was relieved. I mean, I know you're anxious, but I guess, I mean, there's nothing you can do about it, but, I mean, do you wish it was a little closer, or are you totally content where it's at?
I mean, it's just the fact that we had new coaching staff, so they didn't really schedule a date. So we played our bowl game on the 23rd of December, and I was off training on the 28th. So, I mean, I've been prepared and ready for a long time. So just for the fact that, you know, I just ready to go in and show what I got, and now I got to wait still a little bit under a month to go out there and do it. But, I mean, I'm going to be prepared. That's the one thing that's not going to happen. I'm not going to go there and not be ready. And just, you know, ready to go ahead and get it over with.
Uh-huh. You know, and it's weird as you figure almost an entire month, you're going to probably have visits and stuff with NFL teams where they're going to put you through basically the gauntlet of everything you got to do at your pro day. So they're probably going to have a good grasp, I assume. Granted, that's just speculation on my behalf. But like I said, I mean, they're going to have a pretty good idea, and they already know a good idea. And obviously, like I said, seeing you down at the Shrine game, I love how you looked. I, like I said, these are certain guys I just kept writing the same notes down, you know. I never write the name, I just write the number, because I don't want to get caught up in big school, small school, big names, no names, guys you knew, guys you don't. I always just write down the numbers, and then I go through my notes at the end of the day when I get back to the hotel room, and I'm like, look, so-and-so, so-and-so. And for you, I mean, you talked about training. Where have you been working out at?
I was out in Dallas at NJP. Much just performance. But now I'm down back.
Excellent.
I'm back at home now. I'm training in McDonough and Toll Athlete Sports.
Nice. And I mean, from the time you left Georgia Southern, you said the bowl game on the 23rd, you arrive at MJP in the 28th. I mean, how much did you see yourself change physically and athletically?
Well, I think the good thing was, I mean, I got there, I was around 244. Around 13% body fat, and then like when I left, I was 247, 9% body fat. I got a lot more explosive. My big thing. I was plenty strong enough beforehand, but I mean, just the fast twitch muscles and to get the flexibility. That's something that I really worked on. You know, a lot of people, a lot of the knock on me was, you know, I was a little bit tight in my linear movement. I mean, which, you know, there's always some, you know, always willing to take criticism because, you know, that's something that helps you improve your game. So, I mean, that's something that I'm really not going to let them be able to complain about. I've been stretching. I've been getting loose, opening my hips up more. Man, I had a workout with the Tampa Bay Bucks linebacker the other day, and that went really well. You know, anything about tightness.
Nice, nice. And, you know, we put that out on Twitter, and, man, dude, you were like the explosion. You were one of the biggest tweets we ever had. I mean, a lot of people loved you, and a lot of people must have been excited about, you know, that particular tweet because I was like, wow, I was blown away by the amount of support you received. When you're talking with these scouts, I mean, what's the positive feedback you get from them? And do you hear, I mean, and you commented earlier, and I believe you could do it. You mean inside, outside, but are you kind of getting more guys telling you they're leaning one way or another, or is it kind of 50-50 between, you know, inside or outside?
Well, I have a problem that, you know, isn't always bad. a lot of teams, they're not really sure where to put me. And because, I mean, I can do it all. I mean, it's nice to be a jack-of-all-trades where a coach could be like, okay, well, we can teach you this. We want you playing this, but you also can do this. I mean, I feel like, you know, I can rush off the edge. I can play inside. I have no problem being a leader, directing defense. I'm comfortable doing that. And then just, you know, talking to scouts, a lot of scouts just, you know, they just love my upside. I mean, I have all the upside in the world. I'm not some, you know, you can't make a guy taller. You can't make his hands bigger, his arms longer. You can't, I mean, most people can't put on weight or lose weight, something like that. I mean, I can do it all. I can get up 255. I can go down to 235. I mean, I still feel comfortable moving, doing everything. I mean, I have the height, I have the length, I have the strength. So, anyway, I have a lot of intangibles. And then I also have speed. That's one thing that a lot of people don't really see. If you watch my highlights or watch my film, I can fly. I'm all over the place. I'm all over the field. You got to be pretty fast to get away from me because I'm ranging.
Loving it, man. Loving it. I'm sure you folks got to be up there loving it, too. Antoine Williams bringing it here on the C2P, talking NFL draft. And now you're kind of getting into the reasons why scouts are in love with this kid as well. And, again, a great Shrine performance and, obviously, his workout with the Bucs. And I'm sure there's plenty of more workouts coming, and he'll be shooting that pro day off on the 6th of April, shortly before the NFL draft. Do you get comparisons to anybody that's at the next level, or is there anyone that you pattern yourself after?
I haven't got a comparison from a scout, but, you know, I like to see I like the way Thomas Davis plays. I mean, that guy is tough. Luke Kuechly gets a lot of the attention, but Thomas Davis really holds it down. I mean, he's tough. He's a veteran. He flies around to the ball. I mean, it's not really much. And then he's also a great person off the field. He's somebody who's charitable and willing to understand that, you know, there's more to the game besides yourself and just making money. You know, you got to be able to leave a mark on the earth. And then, you know, that's something that's commendable.
Nice, nice. What beautiful words there, my man. Once again, Antoine Williams, I can't believe it, man. I wish I could talk to you for another hour, but we only got a few minutes left. Before we let you go, we always like to throw a couple off-the-wall questions your way. Are you ready to take a shot with some of those?
Let's do it.
All right. Now, if you had to earn a living making some extra money besides playing in the NFL, we more likely to see you up on stage as the lead singer of a popular boy band, or are we more inclined to see you as a male runway model styling some clothes?
I'd probably be the model. I've heard that I should do some modeling, so I have no problem doing that.
Nice. And then the final question, usually this is a question you gentlemen enjoy answering the most. Female celebrities, if you could take any female celebrity out for a quick bite to eat, who are you taking to dinner?
Ooh. Why you threw me off with that one? I've always interested in meeting Rihanna. I'm not going to lie to you. I've always been interested. So if I could just, you know, get a couple minutes with her to hang out with her, see how she is, I think that would always be cool.
Cool, man. Just so you know, we always tally up the names, and then right before the draft, we always announce, like, who, you know, who had the most votes. But she won last year. She was the winner. She actually dethroned Beyonce. Beyonce's kind of got a stranglehold on the title. She's like, you know, MVP all the time. But Rihanna did defeat her last year. She's a little slow out of the gates in 2016. Beyonce's back on top. But we still got plenty of interviews to go. But, yeah, always a solid choice with Rihanna, though, man. So.
Sure.
Well, hey, man. Hey, I appreciate you sharing your day with us. Like I said, I was impressed with you down at the Shrine Game. And when I knew I was getting you on, I fired up because I wanted to be able to kind of put the notes to the personality, and it all comes, just very impressed. And I always like to say, stay humble, stay hungry, and be blessed. And I can't wait to find out how April 6th goes for you.
Oh, yes, sir. Thank you. I'm glad you had me on. Hopefully, we'll talk again soon.
Thanks again. Once again, that is Antoine Williams, the standout from Georgia Southern. And folks, I'm not saying it's because he's on the show, because I get 1,000 kids on the show and I go to all the All-Star games. But he is literally one of the guys down there at the game. I just kept repeatedly writing his name down. And, like, that's why I was so fired up to get him on today because, like I said, you kind of get that full scouting idea of what this kid brings to the table. You know, you want to know him as a man. You want to know him as a person. You saw what he could do on the field. You're impressed with that. And if you listen to the last 15 minutes of this interview, you got to just walk away even more impressed. I can't wait to find out where this kid lands. I think he's going to be a very, very good, productive pro at this next level. I'm your show host, Bo Marchand. Our standout guest today, Antoine Williams from Georgia Southern. If you want more of him, iTunes, Blog Talk, Radio, and then you can also see his draft bio at College Pro. As always, we appreciate you listening and stopping by and checking us out here at the College to Pro Players Platform Show.